Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, ladies and gents. Welcome to another epic Rough Riders radio program. I'm your host, you guessed it, the Knight Rider, as usual. Tonight's topic, hold on to your seats, Benghazi Gate, IRS Gate, and Robert Gates. Well, boys and girls, mommies and daddies, it looks like the GOP is now entering their final meltdown. They are going to that promised land. Welcome to Valhalla. Yes, the tent is about ready to fall down from all sides. Benghazi Gate, IRS Gate, And these are by far, in this humble broadcaster's opinion, the biggest U.S. scandal since the Teapot Dome scandal, 1921 to 23. Oh, far superior and far overshadowing Watergate as well. What's this all about? Well, let's just first take a look at who is going to head up to hearings on Benghazi Gate. Daryl Issa, who himself is guilty of car theft in Cleveland in the 1980s on three separate occasions, two of those with his very own brother. He is the infamous Daryl Issa, the car alarm billionaire, multi-millionaire, even though his brother claims he stole the idea and the whole system from him. But we'll leave that aside for the moment. Representative Daryl Issa from Southern California is heading the Benghazi congressional hearing. Robert Gates, the former defense secretary under George W. the 43rd, himself, Robert Gates, that is, a rock-rib, very solid conservative Republican, said not just 48 hours ago that in his estimation, had he been defense secretary or head of the State Department, he would not have acted any differently than former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton or any of the brass at the Pentagon, Leon Panetta and the current occupant, defense chief. So why we are getting our panties all in a bunch over Benghazi Gate and the second one, let's address that one right away, the IRS investigation of supposedly so-called conservative groups or groups with the name Tea Party in their description or their title. Well, let's just remember now, I believe the NAACP had a similar run-in with the IRS over its long and colored history. I believe Richard Nixon had an enemies list, and he certainly put the IRS at his beck and call to screw anyone on that enemy list. And more recently, in 2005, just two words, All Saints, that was the parochial school where the debate on Iraq war was held, and just so happens calling attention to the questionable motivation for even starting a war with Iraq. Soon thereafter, little old St. Mary's, or All Saints, was also put under the microscope by the IRS. So basically, all in all, this is a mountain out of a molehill, and all I can say is this is the final push that the Republicans are pushing themselves over the cliff. I think they want to go to Valhalla. They've lost the election in 2008, 2012, They're going to lose in 2016. They've lost the Senate. They're definitely going to be losing many seats in the House in 2014. Everything they're throwing, they're just hoping something sticks. They're like throwing spaghetti against the wall. As Dick Cheney said in 2003 on the enemy in Iraq, they're in the last throes. Well, we'll see about that. I think this broadcaster definitely is writing the GOP off. They are nattering nabobs of negativism. Their time is done. It won't be long until we can just steal the last nail into the coffin and push that coffin over the side of the ship into the waters, and they can suffer the same fate as bin Laden, Osama bin Laden. Good riddance to both. And that's it. That's it for tonight's broadcast. Benghazi Gate, IRS Gate, and Robert Gates. This is the Knight Rider saying thank you for listening to another Rough Riders program. Thanks for listening. Stay well. Keep it lit. And now we're signing off.